Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein, how you doing this fine morning?
Yeah, month of May already. Unbelievable.
May Day, huh? Yeah. Good to see you. We don't see each other during the week because you're social distancing from your...
A long social distance.
From your hub in Amherst.
Hiding in my hovel.
I'm trekking into the office. So
right now, it is Saturday, May 2nd, 2020 at 10:05 in the morning. We always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, which obviously there won't be for a while. But when there is a sporting event, the show is on after the sporting event. The show is also available every week from 10 to 11 a.m. on Saturday, live streaming. If you go to our website, sapriston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, you're all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So once again, if you go to the website, sapriston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, click on Archives. You can get all the archive shows. If you miss a show, you want to replay a show, they're all there. Or if you're just totally bored, you can go there and pick up a few weeks of the shows. Also, last but not least, there's a free economic report every week.
Yeah, it's there. It's, Groundhog Day. Just talking about a couple of different things that came out. But with the pandemic,
everybody's talking about the same things
over and over. Confidence plunge. People aren't out. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, yada, yada, yada.
So, yep.
But it gives you a recap.
But it does. And, it's not, unfortunately, right now we know what's going on. And, that's all that can be focused on right now. So.
Yeah. And it's free.
And it's free.
There you go.
So anything that's free.
It's worth what you pay for it.
It's worth what you're exactly.
No, it's good. It's nice information.
No
it's
question
concise.
About it.
It's
also, right now, phone lines are wide open. 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Give us a call.
Do you ever wonder why there, we haven't talked about this, but why there aren't any garbage cans in here, Lucas?
Because everybody's so clean.
He doesn't know. Well, I've just got the wipe, and I have to anyway. All right, whatever.
And also, while we do like to talk to you and we do give precedence to people who give us a call, because we don't like to leave them hanging on the phone, and right now you can also, go to our website, sapriston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives, and the chat box comes up. Go to the bottom of the page, type in a question. Type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. I'm going to go first to one of our old favorites. Glad to see him back on the line there. Good morning, Dominic.
Good morning. I just got out of the pool with doing water aerobics to come in and listen to your nice show.
Oh, good. Boy, you sound good. How you feeling?
How you doing?
Good. Oh, good. We got our pool opened up Thursday, so we're able to go out and, swim and do stuff in the pool. So it gives you, something else to do rather than walk three or four times a day to, get out and about to get fresh air.
Good.
So, good. But I have two stocks. One is MET, Michael Edward Thomas.
MetLife, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the other one is HSB. Heartland Bank and Trust.
Unfortunately, this website, I didn't notice, they have one of these big disclaimers about 10 pages long. And I have to go all the way to the bottom and say, I acknowledge I read this, sure. But anyway.
Right, MetLife closed at $34.68. Got a 5% dividend.
Nice dividend.
Well, I got that through, my wife got that actually through her father's estate. Evidently, her grandfather sold for MetLife for a long time, and they had policies. And I guess at that time, part of the thing with the policies is you got some type of stock dividend. So after he passed, his wife passed away, and then he got it. And then when he passed away, the five kids got it. So they each got about 337 shares.
Yeah, they went from a policy owner a company to a stock-owned company, so they issued stock. That was probably it. He probably had a life insurance policy.
And
I don't know for sure, but it sounds like it.
Oh, it's interesting. You've had two buy signals on it. It's still under the 200-day, which is around 45, which you'd probably be very happy to see. And also, be aware they're going to report earnings on May 6th. So,
and it is a financial. They've Wednesday. Been under pressure. So,
yeah, a little bit, but it's two buy signals in a row looks good. If you want to accept the price target, that comes up based on a charting method is 55. Which would be the old high.
Right.
So, first resistance is probably you're above the 200-day, so above the 50-day. So 45 area or so would be first resistance. And if you can take that out, you might eventually get up to the old high. So I'd be a holder.
Right.
I'd probably only get a little concerned if it dropped, to 30.
And what's the symbol on Heartland?
HBT, Heartland Bank and Trust.
Harry, Boy, Tom.
Yes.
Yeah, there's nothing comes up under
nothing?
That.
Nothing? I got it.
Oh, okay.
You don't
not
have
under
it. That's unusual. It's been killed from 20, got all the way down to 9.5. Building a nice base, though.
1144.
Yeah, gave close. A little buy signal. So, a lot of resistance in the 13 to 14 area. If you take that out, next target would be about 16, and the price objective on the charting method is 20, so looks decent.
Right. Well, I had bought some when it was when it first came out about 10 or 11, because it just came on the market this last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also bought some when it was up about 15 or 16, so I'm in maybe about 11.5, 12.5 around that area.
Okay.
But I was wondering, because I know they reported earnings was either Thursday or Friday, they reported earnings for the quarter. And I know when they first reported the first time, they were making about 3-something a share, and they're paying out 60 cents.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, it's built a nice little basin here, so I'd be looking at resistance, like I say, between 13 and 14, and you take that out, then you have the possibility of 16, the 200-day.
Yeah.
And like I say, the price objective right now, for what it's worth on the charting method, is 20.5, which is the high it came down from last year. Early this year.
Yeah, the financials have been hit, low zero interest rates. They can't make money. They're trying to be creative.
So for now, I would definitely hang on to it.
Okay, then. Thank you very much.
All right, good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
Have a good day.
You really sound great. Take care of that.
All right, thank you. Take it easy.
Okay.
Bye.
Right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Very easy to get in right now, but if you do want to use the chat box and not give us a call, although we'd like you to give us a call, go to Sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, and you'll be at the chat box. Go to the bottom of the page, type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we're going to go to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Okay,
good, Vic. How
are you?
Good. As Stephen Sears says every week, volatility is good.
Yeah, I know what you mean. A lot of people don't know what you mean, but
yeah, a couple that I jumped into this past week. I doubled down on USFD. What do you think of the chart on that one? These are two that I would not mind actually taking at my strike price. I like them. I like the companies both a lot, but the premium was just too good. I jumped in a second time. I got a nice. I got two separate positions on this put.
Mm-hmm.
USFD.
Yeah, U.S. Foods. Yeah,
yep.
1947, U.S. Frank David.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Peter. I could tell by that quizzical look Vicky had on his face.
I was waiting for you to say the symbol. Let me take a look at that real quick.
Look how low this thing hit. window out. It was unbelievable. It was under 10.
Unbelievable.
You wouldn't believe what the premiums I got on the 7.5 when we had that down move. It was like stealing candy. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's been great for but as you mentioned before with the volatility, it's great for the premium you can collect.
Look at this rebound. How nice of a rebound it had.
Well, geez, it came down from 43 to 8.5. That's a heck of a drop.
Unbelievable, right?
But it's built a nice base, after running up, it's been going sideways for a while, which these days isn't too long what a while is. But and then it broke out. It's coming back to retest it. So it's you would look for support 19.5, say 19.5 down to 18.5, and I wouldn't see it. Wouldn't like to see it at 15.5. That would be bad news. And let's see. Yeah. So you got a lot of air up above.
Right. And I sold it yesterday with the two bad days in a row. I sold some more.
So you sold some more puts on it, you mean?
Yeah, I sold some more puts on it. Yeah, I understand. The other one, I did another food. I sold SYY, Cisco.
Cisco.
Mm-hmm.
The food Cisco, not the computer.
Not the computer.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
5276, similar looking chart.
There was actually premium, believe it or not, guys. There's nice premium on the 45s. I take this thing at 45.
Well, it's amazing to me when you look at these things, 85 down to 25.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Beyond imagination.
Those trucks pass me all day on a throughway when I go to the Cisco delivering food. Obviously, the restaurant industry's in a little bit of a quandary here, but Cisco's not going on. It's the biggie.
Yeah, it's no question. It is the biggie in the food service there. 200 days up at 72 and the 50 days at 52.
Yeah, I sold the 45.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, ideally, the support's between 49 and 52. You'd like 52 to hold, but 49 to 52 looks like support. And which one did you sell?
45.
Oh, great. I mean, that's real support down there.
I always sell at the church tell me what my number is.
Mm-hmm. That's.
I don't sell an option unless I look at the charts and I do my 1040 200 and my 102150 on the simple. Hey, how would you play gold? G-O-L-D, Barrick. I've been long Barrick forever. I know David was high on gold a couple weeks ago. What do you think? How would you play that chart?
Where it's interesting. I saw an article. I wish I could remember it. That a lot of gold mines you don't want to buy because of the swaps they're allowing. They're only allowing certain countries to do swaps and everything. And the countries they're not allowing to do that, those mines could be in deep trouble. They're suggesting they could even nationalize the mines. Because they need dollars. So.
I'm using it more of just a hedge against the market. Instead of buying GLD, I just bought Barrick about a year ago.
Yeah, this one is really performed well.
Oh, unbelievable!
Probably the best one.
Yeah, right now, if you look at the 50-day, it's 21, right? The 200 days, about 19. And, you should have good support where it broke out if it ever came back to there, really around the 23 area.
Mm-hmm.
So, What did you do on this? You sold the put where?
No. I'm long.
You're long the stock. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I just bought. I've been averaging into the common. It had a big pullback about 6-7 months ago. I bought a little more. It's just a hedge. Everything else. I figured some gold wouldn't be a bad idea.
No, it makes sense. And gold has really come up. And there's some stuff like this that have done unbelievably well.
Hey, so. David, you still see it predicting this rapid rubber band effect with the economy?
Well, I think we're going to, I don't know if I would call it a rubber band, but I think the economy is going to come back, and it depends, Vic, of course, how they allow us to open up. So if you own a restaurant and you got 100 tables and they say you can only have 25, You can't open. I don't know how you can even break even. Maybe at 50 or 60 you could. So depending on how it goes. Now, what state was it?
Georgia?
No, it was another one that was going to open. And then they had an uptick. It was a...
I don't know which one.
Yeah, it was a southern state. Mississippi.
But there's three southern states. It's Georgia.
Florida.
Florida. Tennessee, was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, a couple of them.
Right, but it depends. It's around here. I mean, it's hard to say.
Yeah, the worst part is if those states have opened up and all of a sudden they have to shut down again,
But I don't know about rubber band, but I just know human nature, or I think I do. That people are willing and will also have short memories, that they're going to get back out. But you got to be careful. You've got to be careful. That's all.
Do you think people are going to flock back into these restaurants, going to walk into an Applebee's and sit down next to a stranger on a table that's 6 feet away?
Well, I think what you're going to see is you're going to see partitions. I think that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have pieces of plastic or some type of partition, hand out a mask. The mask I'm wearing today and the one Pete's wearing today is not necessarily to protect us from the virus getting it, but to protect us from giving the virus out. So there will be masking, but you're sitting there at Applebee's, you want to take a slug of beer and a nacho, and you hit your mask. Obviously you can't do that. So
all these popular neighborhood restaurant bars, their money's made in the bar room. You're not going to put plexiglass between bar stools, are you?
Well, what was that show? The Jetsons. I mean, you're going to get a little capsule. I don't know. You're absolutely correct. The big thing is they need to have the vaccine, and they've got the remedy, obviously.
It's like I said last week, there was that salon owner, and she says, it's so expensive to meet all the things I have to do to protect people in the restaurant that I can't open.
Right. So time...
He's doing well. He's, luckily he's down in Florida, so now they opened up things down there.
Yeah, he should call in.
Yeah, he should let you know.
He's not at the flea market.
He's hot on anything now or no?
Couldn't tell you. That's why he should call in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of wisdom in those words, that guy. I enjoy listening to him. Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Nice show.
Thanks, Vic.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, right now, phone line's still wide open, 803-1520. Toll free, 800-879-7541.
We do have a couple in the chat. And we'll go to,
all right, Ed in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, David.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Happy Saturday, but I'm doing fine.
Good.
Enjoying retirement.
All right.
Hey, I got two stocks that I could ask your opinion on. One is TDOC.
Teladoc, yeah.
And the other one is Work. WORK. That's Slack. They're both online communication.
Medical. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's, everybody's flocking into, those stocks that are presumed winners, that are benefiting from what's going on right now. And in the future, assuming that maybe once even it's over with, that this, telemedicine is going to be the future, So
I kind of think so.
Yeah. And it's very volatile because of all the players that are playing the stock. And one thing that I tend to think is that if all of a sudden there's a belief things are much better, there's a vaccine or whatsoever, it's possible these stocks could get hit. Because this is what all these people have played into, okay?
Yeah.
So you have to be aware of that. Any good news that we're all looking for could hurt these companies. And I've seen it on certain days. Like, we'll get to Slack, but I've seen, Zoom... And, other companies that are providing, the virtual experience, right, teleconferencing, that type of thing.
Yeah, I always like to look back
on days when somewhat good news comes out, they get hit.
Right. You know? I like to look back to before the epidemic and see what they were doing and what the outlook was for them. And, you know, Teladoc's a little different than like a Zoom, which you can get for free. I don't think Teladoc you can get for free, but I think doctors will use this a little bit more if they find it convenient.
Right.
Well, you know, okay, well, I got a pain in my back. Well, you know, you can't, you can show them your back as opposed to you have a growth on your knee or something like that. You can sort of show them that you still have to have the touchy feeling.
It looks like it had a big run up on Friday.
Which one?
Teladoc. Did their earnings come out?
They were up a couple points, I believe.
Yeah, it had a big pullback just before that.
So anyway, it broke down from about the 174 area. So that's going to be resistance now. And you wouldn't want to see it drop under the 50-day at, say, 150, you know. So if you've done your research, which we didn't say earlier to anybody, but if you've done your research and all those factors that look like they're in play for the company, you know, just be aware of those levels. 174.
Close at 169.43.
Yeah, 174 could be resistance, and I wouldn't want to see it under 150.
Okay. Now, I kind of think this is going to be the thing of the future.
It looks that way, you know. It's just the question is, has it gotten ahead of itself? Who knows, you know. Another one of these things that goes to 1,000. Who knows, you know.
Yeah. And how about SLEC, work?
Work, huh?
Close
how
to 2638.
Right.
It's been semi-disappointing lately. You know, it's been kind of hanging around. You know, I think it ran up, came back. It's got a lot of resistance. Keeps running up to, say, to 30, around the 30 area, and keeps coming back down. So, once again, it's something you've looked into, and, it sounds like you feel really positive about these kind of companies, okay? The support for it's around 23. Wouldn't want to see it drop to 22. So if you're looking at it, it's 26, not bad. The 200-day looks like 26.
Yeah, and there's a couple articles on this one recently, you know, comparing it to Microsoft's Teams, and, they're basically, they can't compete with that.
Yeah.
That's why it isn't moving more.
Yeah, that may be.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, the 30 area has been very strong resistance. You'd have to break out above that, so it depends. You want to see at least 31, somewhere on there, but if you're looking to buy a little or something like that, just make sure if it went to 22, you're out of it, And ideally, it'll hold here around the 200-day, which is 26. So factor all that.
I bought some at 26.
Okay, so.
One other one, if I may. The president a few weeks ago talked about ultraviolet light, and there's work being done on Mount Sinai out in Los Angeles on AYTU.
Yeah, another favorite.
They got a thing where they can put a catheter down the trachea and shoot it with ultraviolet light, which is non-harmful. It destroys viruses and bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, as I've said, I think every week, everybody's trying to find the big winners, okay? And not all of these stocks are going to be the big winners, when it's all said and done. This is a favorite of the traders, again. And, it's really had a trading range between about 3/4, 75 cents, and about 250, 275, okay? And where are you right now in the close?
I think it was around 160.
Yeah, 160. So, they run it up, they run it down. Now, once again, it's a speculation. Are they really going to be a winner? Hard to say.
But they got three other products out on the market also.
Yeah, yeah. So you've looked into it, and the base, is say 3/4, 75 cents to a dollar. So as a speculation, you're willing to take a risk, you know, money you can afford to put in, you know, it's a possibility, yeah. Right? But once again, it's a bet on, you know, is somebody else may come out and have something even better, you know, you don't know.
But the thing I like on that is they got test kits also where they draw blood, prick your finger.
No, I agree, but I see every day companies coming out with test kits, you know, day after day after day after day, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, once again, it's not like they have the test kit, you know. They have a test kit, you know, so be aware of that.
Is there a price target on that, Willard? Or, I'm sorry. Is there a price target on that, by any chance?
Believe it or not, that's why I didn't bring it up, 7.5. But
7.5?
But, yeah, but like I say, you know, 250 to 2.75, very strong resistance.
I see.
And then above that, like 4, and you know, somewhere around 4 would be resistance again, you know. So be aware of those levels, yep.
Okay, I got all this time on retirement. I do a lot of research.
Well, that's good.
Do your own research.
Keeps me occupied while I'm cooped up here.
Keeps you out of the bars that you can't go into.
I'm sorry?
It keeps you out of the bars, Ed, that you can't go into.
Yeah, it drives me nuts at times.
Join the crowd.
Right.
Yeah, gentlemen, have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
Thank you very much.
Love your show, bud.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care. Okay, phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. While we're waiting for phone calls, we'll take a quick one-minute break, and then we'll go to the chat box.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors, every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors show is also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Right now, phone lines wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
Okay. Our good friend Art in New Jersey is asking Peter about Immunomedics, IMMU, closed at 3038. And he also says he saw on the news the image of what happens when a person on a coach section of a plane sneezes. Particles go through all the plane.
I saw that, and then I saw somebody from the airline saying how safe it is. And,
right.
You know,
but
so
the one thing about the COVID, it's a heavy virus.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't travel as far as a sneeze. That's why if you cough into your elbow, if you got a mask, it when it goes, it drops.
Right.
That's why, you know, 6 feet. They're not going to tell you it goes 5 feet, 11 inches.
And that, right.
So it probably only goes a foot or two, but they're, you know, the
just
6 feet.
Just to make sure. Yeah.
Right. But you just, again,
in case
it's common
there's a
sense.
Wind or something like
well,
that.
Well, common sense.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but you know, I mean, the stock looks great. I think we talked about it last week. I mean, it took out resistance from, I think we talked about that, from 2018. So now support should be 26 to 27.
Mm-hmm. Close at $30.
Excuse me.
Bless you. Oh, there you go. Here, put this, spray this place.
Spray.
Get this stuff on here. But it had a couple of big breakouts, had earnings. And
if you don't hear anything for the rest of the show, David and I just died. So
no, that's not going to happen because the good die young. I tell you about that all the time.
But, yeah, so 26, 27, good support for the stock. Take the price objective for what it's worth on the point and figure chart, which is 42.5.
There you go. Also, somebody's asking about AMD. I forgot what they're asking about it, but it closed at 49.88. And I'll try and, while you're bringing her up, I own AMD. Any thoughts on when this may turn back up again?
I wish I knew.
Sounds like the great Karnak.
Right. Yo, in this market, who knows? I mean, the bottom line is that on any given day, depending on what news comes out and so forth, you know, these things can turn around on a dime. I think they were somewhat disappointed in the earnings announcement from AMD, and that's what kind of took it down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, right now, if you look at the stock, you know, came down from a logical point. You know, the high back in the early part of this year was up at 59.
Yeah, 59.27.
Yeah, and you know, it ran up to 58, came back down, you know, to 52, ran up to 58 again, and now broke the 52 level, which is, you know, not particularly a good sign. And if I look at the 200-day, it's back at 41, and the 50-day is at 48. So you would like to see the 48 area hold. If you see buying coming in at that level, then it's probably ready to turn around.
Yeah, there were four upgrades in March on the stock, taking the price anywhere between 52.50 on the low to 60 on the high.
Yeah, and basically it's hit that area twice now, 58. So I don't know when it'll turn back up, but I'd watch for, you know, the 48 area, hopefully, if it got down anywhere near there, or even before then, if it starts showing signs again of strength in it, then it's probably ready to turn around and at least maybe challenge that 50, 58, 59 area, which you'd have to take out. You know, there's a lot of resistance up there. If it doesn't hold at 48, there's a possibility, and it's only a possibility, of a drop back to probably around 41 or so, 41, 42.
Sounds good.
Okay. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Bill. Good morning.
Hey, Pete, I'm running out of walls to climb. Can you help me out?
Well, I figured to call us 2 weeks in a row, you must be really bored.
Pete, listen. What is today?
Derby Day.
The first Saturday in May, and look, they're not running. I can't believe it.
Riders up. They're at post.
I'll give Churchill Downs credit. They're doing a virtual Kentucky Derby Day with all the greats of all time.
Right.
And it should be a fun thing. But did you know the Buffalo Raceway is a go in 3 weeks?
Is it what?
It's a go.
Oh, all right.
They're going in 3 weeks without the casino opening, which is very surprising, but I give them credit, you know?
Well, there's probably no patrons allowed either, but...
At least they're going to go.
At least you can bet.
People are getting... I mean, I'm a racing guy. I'm an owner. People are getting destroyed because you can't leave the horse. You just can't leave the horses.
The horses don't know it's a pandemic.
Exactly. They eat, and you know what else they do? You know, 20, and the bills have to be paid, but...
Yep.
Hey, listen, what
from what I understand, it's pretty expensive to keep a horse.
I don't want to... my brother and I, when we're losing a month, it's mind-boggling. But listen, Yeah. We've had a couple of good horses the last few years, so you just got to pay back. But listen, you got to take care of the people that take care of you.
Yep.
I've been the same people for many years through thick and thin. How can I not pay them?
Right.
That's what's going to happen good out of this thing. The good people and the hard workers, they're going to be looked upon as heroes. And the other people that cut corners and cheat and steal, there's going to be no tolerance for them anymore. None. So that's a good thing. All right, Pete, I got to ask you, okay, this is what I think is going on in the market now. I think all the stocks, the Netflixes, the Amazons, in this correction, I think it's going back to 2650 or so. They're going to get killed. People are going to start bailing on these things left and right. there was probably a top this week in Facebook, Amazon, Netflix. Well, there's another one. Microsoft. And they're going to leave the ones that in the small caps probably alone here. So that might be a good sign that the bottom fish here or things like that. I wouldn't want to own too many big cap tech here and stuff like that. They're going to kill any cool on that? Or?
Well, I think you're wrong not to, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, he's a big Amazon fan.
No, but these are things that people use, and it could be a little bit of a correction, but people use these things. I mean, look what Facebook went through, Bill.
The price action on those stocks this week was terrible. Look at Amazon. They ran up into the earnings. I own Amazon. I've been for a long time. But the thing is, they ran that thing up $100 afterward, and it got absolutely murdered. Facebook, the action's that good. Microsoft had a big spike after the earnings. They came way down. I just think the little ones, I don't know how bad the Russell got hurt yesterday, but
The Russell actually closed up for the week. Average to close up for the week.
Right. Yeah. So maybe do a little bit of a catch up. But let me tell you about gold.
I've
been a gold bug. You got to be careful on gold here. Do you know it's very hard to buy physical gold? And do you see what they're charging you for? They're charging you a 10% premium on gold. 10%. And that's
you've always done that.
No, for about 5%.
Oh, all right.
But then you can't find it anyway.
Right, what's the
interesting
difference?
But to me, that's more bearish than bullish, I think, in the long term. I think gold will be a forgotten thing, and still I don't start. Pete, as it was supposed to be the Derby Day, and sadly, it's not going to go. But I'm looking for another wall to climb here while I've been in quarantine here for 6 weeks now. And hopefully the governor will. You think May 15th is the end or what?
Supposedly that was. And I thought I read someplace June, you know, but I don't
know.
May.
Really?
Yeah, the schools are closed for sure for the season.
Right.
Yeah. And then, yeah, he said the 15th and me come out the 14th and make a decision.
Right, yeah.
Okay, one last thing before I go. Why are the liquor stores open, which I have a problem with? and you can't get a haircut.
Because they collect tremendous taxes from selling liquor.
Right.
There you go. I mean, how essential is that?
You got to keep the masses happy, Bill.
Absolutely.
But I think that's the reason, you know, the taxes they collect.
I'm growing my hair.
Yep.
All right, very good. Okay, I got a call next week. I'll still be in quarantine. We've got one.
Okay. Right, looking forward to it. You take care. Thanks for calling. Take care. Okay, right now, phone lines wide open again, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Venice, Florida. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Oh, good.
How are you?
Good. It's beautiful here, 80 degrees and low humidity. Very nice.
All right.
There's a limited opening here, but I think things are going to get a little better down here. I'm concerned about coming back because, you know, you guys were talking about when things are going to open up. It doesn't sound too good from reading some of the stories about
fake news.
but who knows?
Who knows? Right? I agree.
No, it depends how you're coming back too.
You know what's going to happen. Like
if
I
you're
say,
flying or driving.
You know, the big example is going to be, you know, those states that open wide open. You know, like Georgia and so forth. You know, there's three sudden states that, if all of a sudden their cases pick up, then that's a big, big, big problem. You know,
yeah.
That happened in Singapore, by the way. You know, they opened up, and now they had to shut down again. You know, so anyway,
I really hope that Georgia is successful.
Oh, so do we.
I think that that this whole thing has been blown out of proportion. I mean, you look at what's gone on in California. You know, the governor closed the beaches in Orange County, but he left them open in Los Angeles County. it was only politics, you know. It's,
I'm crazy. Shocked.
Hard to believe.
So my question is, I have a few stocks, but my question is the stock market getting ahead of itself, or is it foretelling the future?
Well, to be honest, you know, I've always thought, I thought when this started, like I even said, you know, I thought this was a bear market rally, all right? But bear market rallies after substantial downturns can be significant because they like to suck everybody back in, you know. But the only catch here is I've been recognizing for a couple of weeks, you know, everybody believes the Fed is putting a...
Don't fight the Fed.
You know, the Fed's done unbelievable. There's so much liquidity out there. I think the participants say, hey, the Fed's got us. You know, they're not going to let the market crash. And, you know, especially, you know, some people have said, you know, that when they were in buying municipal bonds, I think they were doing it through some ETFs, that who knows, maybe they'll start buying stocks. You know,
well, they're buying junk bonds.
Yeah. So they believe, you know, they've
looked at the past mistakes.
Right, right.
And
whether this is a big mistake or not, who knows, you know, but
they had to do it.
But the cliche is, you know, basically, like you said, don't fight the Fed. And as long as the market believes the Fed's protecting us, you know, who knows, you know. And second of all, everybody seems to want to discount all the bad news, you know, and look further out in the future than they normally do. Usually they used to say the market discounts 6 months. It looks like the market's discounting 2 years, you know.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but
at least a year.
I haven't even thought about that.
It's interesting. Mohammed El-Erian initially was talking about retesting the lows, and more recently he's saying the lows have been met, and he's cautiously optimistic. So,
isn't that amazing how they change those talking heads?
It is,
and he's a very bright guy.
No, he is.
Maybe I watch it. You know, that's all I watch all day in the office, Vic. And it's like, didn't he just say yesterday that he would sell, and now he's buying? And, you know, not just him, but all. You know,
But you know, to be honest, you know, I'm still a little leery. You know,
no, you need to take it all into consideration, then come up with
a little leery. But I can see the reasons why the market's going up, you know.
Because it didn't go down.
No,
that's what they're basically telling you.
And then again, how do you know what's going on when 70 or 80% of the volume is done by computers, not human beings, all right? You know, so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so anyway, the guys like Arkashin, they're passé.
Yeah.
Their time has come. He'll be gone soon.
So who knows what the computers are thinking?
Right.
You know, so.
They're going to take over. You watch Westworld, the computers are taking
over. Exactly. So anyway.
Well, you see what happens when there's a little bit of positive information about, you know, Gilead comes out and they think that remdesivir is going to be an answer to a therapeutic.
Well,
you know?
The interesting thing is I listened to one guy, that Dr. Gottlieb, I guess it is.
This guy, former FDA.
Yeah. And he's good, all right. And I had agreed with what he was saying before he said it. You know, I said, those results did not impress me, all right? Yeah, it helped reduce the time you'd be in the hospital, you know, and
it's a therapeutic.
Cut down. But other people looking at it have said the results are not significant, okay? Not significant. It's not it's not the cure-all.
Unless it helped you, then it's very
significant. Well, right, except for those people that it helped, but it's not the end-all, you know?
No, nobody ever said it was.
No. But you know, Fauci came out and was very high on it. And then I read that he has some ties into Gilead. So, you know.
Well, this is a guy that's been around for 40 years. He's got a tie into a lot of these. I don't think he's, you know, as pure as the white of the driven snow either. So.
No, you talk about Arkashin being passe. I say the same thing with Fauci.
And that's interesting, you know, in Barron's this weekend, they said the drug is far from the answer to the problem, okay? The pivotal trial found that, what is it, Remdesivir. The Remdesivir shortened recovery time by about a third.
Yeah.
And other data have been mixed. Supplies, meanwhile, are limited, and the drug can only be given intravenously.
Yeah, they just gave 1.5 million to the United States, and it's only supposed to be used in the most severe cases. And yes, IV, it's not like there's a pill, but it's a remedy, a therapy.
Yeah, but they mentioned on average patients recovered in 11 days versus 15 in the placebo group. Right. There were fewer deaths on the drug, but those numbers were what researchers call statistically insignificant.
Right. It depends what type of group they're testing. If the person's next to death,
no, I agree. But I mean,
come back,
but people shouldn't jump out and say, "Oh my God, the world is saved."
Well, it's nice. I'm not saying.
There's something that helps a little. Anyway,
right. There you go. A little knowledge is dangerous, is what Peter's saying.
I did want to ask you about a couple of stocks.
No, is that what the show is about?
Is that what we're...
It is. And then one I'm thinking of buying. I think someone mentioned Barrick Gold. I have Newmont. I've been buying the last recent past. And I'm thinking gold is still going to keep going up no matter what. Just want to know what you think about Newmont.
Okay, it's the same thing, you know, I mentioned before. You know, it depends where their mines are, because a lot of these mines are strapped for, everybody needs dollars, okay? Mm-hmm. And the United States is only swapping dollars to help these countries that are our friends, you know. If the mines are in countries that we deem not our friends, they're not going to have access to dollars, and there's a possibility of nationalizing the mines in those areas.
This is NEM, right?
Yeah. So I would check where most of their gold mines are.
Well, it looks good.
But it looks good. I mean, but like I say, I would still check.
You got to do the research.
Yeah,
that
would be another.
Pertinent point.
They're doing the research. It's a black swan event. Check where their gold mines are.
Okay. We'll do. Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking at one hand. I'm up 35% in a month, so I'm thinking maybe don't get greedy.
I agree. Always, 35%,
especially with
a month,
like gold.
Take a little off the table. Like you said, with gold, you never know.
Yeah,
you know?
Take a lot off.
But I mean, the stock still looks good. The price objective is, by the point and figure method, 75.
Close at 60.99.
Yeah, and it would give a potential sell signal at 60, looks like 57.
Okay.
But, in point and figure terms, they say in a very bullish move, the first sell signal, which this would be off the bottom, normally is considered a false sell signal, you know. So be aware of that, you know.
Okay, great.
Yep.
What do you think about Veeva, V-E-E-V? They do the cloud for drug companies and pharmaceuticals.
Didn't that hit a new all-time high or something? I don't know. Pretty sure.
Sounds like it checks all the boxes, right? And what the business
is. It got hit on Friday, like a lot of other things did.
187.77.
And once again, all of these things in the cloud, as I mentioned before, that if all of a sudden they think the world looks beautiful, I think a lot of these will sell off. They're going to be great in the future, and it might be a buying opportunity. But, I would expect a sell-off on good news. We have a vaccine all ready to go or something like that.
Yeah, you definitely got to look back to where it was before the pandemic.
Yeah, so you got to watch that. Be aware of that.
Right.
Do you own it right now, or...?
I own it. I'm at the point where I'm thinking, should I just take my profits? I'm up about close to 20%, and just thinking, should I take my profits and let it ride? So I guess we'll see.
The 50 days at one, they're way back, 158, I think, somewhere in that area. No, 168. Even have my glasses on, I can't see straight. But anyway... Yeah, so, you would ideally want it to hold above 168, 170, somewhere around there. But, always taking a little off. It's nice to have a little in your pocket. And as long as you're not going to look back and say, oh, my God, should have never sold that, right?
Yeah. So last one I was going to ask you about, you always say don't buy before earnings. And I was going to buy some Clorox. And yesterday they were up about $6. But I think... this is one that's going to stay around because, people are going to be so concerned about disinfecting, and their earnings were terrific.
Oh, I imagine they were. not a surprise, I guess. You know, your real key. I mean, do you have? Oh, you were going to buy it. Okay.
CLX is a symbol.
CLX, yeah.
Closed at 192.71.
Yeah, and you know, the resistance twice now has been around 198.
Yeah, 200. Yeah.
So for a breakout, you know, it would need 200. Then the all-time high would be 212. Okay. So so in the bottom line is you wouldn't want to see it below, you know, 180 or so.
Right. Okay. And lastly, I have been steadily buying tips over the last few months, because I think that once all of this is over with, inflation is going to go through the roof, and I just want to know what you think.
Well, you know, I know for a long time, even before this, people believed that inflation was going to be a big problem, right?
For a long time.
And it's hard to say. You know, it's like I always said about the debt, and people would call me, and I'd say, "So it only matters when it matters, right?"
Yeah.
And so for 50 years they worry about the debt, you know, and so why up the debt? You know, it's a big deal.
But right? Why do you think it's going to matter?
You asking me? Or
yeah, no, I don't want to ask you. I want to ask Vic.
Well, you're already seeing inflation in food pricing, and you know, we were talking about the restaurants. Restaurants are going to have to totally change. I mean, this is one industry. Totally change how they operate, which is going to create, you know, going to put a plexiglass. They're going to have fewer tables. They're going to have
to go out of business.
Provide masks to their employees.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems that it's just going to be a matter of time before inflation just goes.
But that's not inflation.
Much higher.
That's a supply and demand issue. It's not inflation.
Well, I know, but that's critical in terms of impact on inflation.
Yeah. So they raise prices, but I know what you're saying. Prices. You got to take all the there are so many things that we haven't even thought about. That will be because of this pandemic.
I didn't get a chance to read this article in this week's Barron's, but it's the economy article, and it says inflation, insurance is cheap, now may be a good time to buy. So
he's buying tips.
Yep.
Good okay, deal. Thanks for all the info.
Guys. You're welcome.
Thanks, Vic.
Take care. Thanks for calling. Okay, right now we're down to the end of the show. Nothing in the chat box, right?
There's a couple, but I don't think we
could probably do one.
Is it?
No, maybe not.
No.
It's only a minute left.
Right.
You know,
sorry.
So, unfortunately. Oh, okay. So we are at the end of the show, and we said a couple of times, or maybe not enough, do your own research. You know, and it all comes down to, after you've done all your research and you think you're a good researcher.
Then you flip a coin.
Right, yeah.
Then you say, what the heck?
I don't know. But, you know, the market, I think, what did Bill say? 2650 and the S&P.
Yeah.
I said, it's possible.
I'm thinking 2750.
2700, 2750.
But what do I know?
Right. If it keeps going down, you know, if it's in somewhat of a correction, or is it sell in May and go away?
Yeah, that's another thing we might look back at.
Yeah, you never know, that type of thing. So it's always, be careful, protect yourself, and especially if you're playing all the stocks that everybody agrees are going to be the big winners, because they probably are going to be the big winners in the long run, but that doesn't mean they can't have a heck of a correction.
Oh, sure.
And as long as you're willing to take that kind of correction, that's
right.
Fine.
And if you're a long-term investor,
right.
Yeah, it's nice to have some powder dry.
So keep a little powder dry. Good luck, and we'll be back next week.